Today is April 18, 2004. Speaking to you from the belly of the beast. This is Malachi from Malagasy, York. I'm a newbie for Akata, Murdoch. I would like to speak on Kathy Johnson, my wife. First of all, we have three children. The oldest is 16. His name is Lisa. That's my son. Then I have another son, and I have another daughter by Kathy. Our relationship goes on for over 16 years. According to the state of New York, there is no common law marriage recognized. But in the state of Georgia, it's a seven-year recognition. That means we moved down here in around 1993. It's now 2004. Why would I say 2004 and not 2002? Because I got arrested in 2002, and it would make it look like it stopped there. But no, but Don Baskins and Woods, Maxwell Woods, from the federal and state, kept on going on television and keep saying, calling her my lead wife, my front wife. All into newspaper, my lead wife. So they established her as a wife, and the common law of Georgia establishes her as a wife. So they knew when they got on television the other day on Channel 13 and started telling people that we're going to use his wife to testify against him. They know by law they cannot do that. They know by law they can't bring up any part of her case in my case whatsoever. However, I'd like to establish that she never said the things that they said she said anyway, because we had our people there at all times watching, and we had the tape of it. Where she was, when she went through her whole plea, not once did she mention anything about me doing anything that they said on television, bringing children to her, nothing like that. In fact, she told them, I don't see why I have to sign these papers if I'm not guilty. And her lawyer, Steeles, who, by the way, goes to the same university that Garland went to, the same university that Judge Wells went to, the same university that Judge Fitzpatrick goes to, the same university that Lawson's father was the head of, the same university that Adrian Patrick's was my attorney, went to the same university, Don Baskins, and I can go on and list all of them went to the same university, all alumni, right? So the same people were out there saying the same thing because they all worked together. It was all a pattern. So her lawyer, Brian Steeles, who pretended he was to be so unique, he was hired by the Garland firm. Now, notice, way back in June, I made it clear that I never hired Garland. And I put him on the spot while in court, and it's on the records. And I said, tell him to show a document where I signed it, or show him a telephone call where I gave him a verbal agreement of any form or fashion, and it never was produced. They let Manny tag along, and he hit Garland. When I got to court in front of Judge Wells, downstairs, of course, in a private conference, that's what he kept doing, having private conversations with the world when what was going on in this case. But anyway, down there, in the front of Patrick Adam and the prosecution, I made it extremely clear that I did not want anything to do with the Loeb, the Garland, the firm, and Manny. That means, let's make it clear, that Garland and them put together their own package of lawyers who are working with the state and the feds all the time. Mm-hmm. They have one of these women called, her name is called Janet Singer. And she was put on one of the girls. Then another one called Nichols was put on another one, other girls. Then another one. And then they had Manny, who was really, Garland was going to take my money, but make Manny, because he looked like an Indian, they were going to try to pass him off as black, and make him my teacher, but he has a Caucasian wife. Then they had another guy who's ex-FBI agent called Joe Bagani, used to walk around with them, and he's supposed to disrupt and go to the witnesses and distract the witnesses and pretend that they told him stuff to help all seal it in. Then Garland put together his own accountant to try to trap my family into doing something illegal. Then he put together his own psychiatric team, which is Mrs. Eldridge, and never works for him, and they was going to pretend they were helping me while they was going to put together contra reports about my condition.
Right.
Unfortunately for me, when I got in the court and I made my declaration of independence from these people, I made it clear that I'm an indigenous person, sovereign, right, and they don't have no jurisdiction over me, which they haven't to this date been able to prove they do, but they just went on anyway. On that same very day, they decided we better lock him up and send him to New York. Why they sent me to New York is because they were trying to get New York to pick up charges. They were trying to shift it up there because they down here know they can't get a fair trial anyway in the Middle District. In fact, with Woods and them getting on television the other day and coming on 3-4 days in a row down here in Georgia, they made the possibility of any, especially down in Covington or any of the Middle District or Okmulgee, there's no way possible I can get a fair trial. They knew that because they did not want to go to the court because they can't go to the public because their witnesses have all purged themselves, or we have since then found more information pertaining to them that reveals how phony they are and how much they were lying. Some of them, and some of them who just want to turn around and tell the truth. And this is going to be the shocking information that they know. So they know that they could never put Kathy Johnson up on the stand and say she's testifying against me because we have common law rights now in the state of Georgia, especially having been living here since 1993, which is on record, and we have multiple amount of information for everything from our property owning, people's verification, our census list, our children's medical records, and everything else to verify that we are, in fact, husband and wife by law. Now, so they can't really use that's all part of the game. Now, what you had to understand, like I was trying to say, what they were doing is they had put together a team, and all of them were working together against the Nuwapians. It started a while back. It started back before 1997. It started back in 1993 when we got here, when they realized who we were, and they didn't want us here. And a bunch of good old boys got together, and they even had Negroes working with them who are the southern part of this country who don't want, who looked at us as northerners, and they didn't want us down here. They plot and they plan and they scheme to put together all this information. Look at it like this. The feds just dropped the charges on my wife, Kathy. They dropped all charges. Now, how do you drop all of these charges? If we're so notorious, we got all these sex charges, hundreds of sex charges, all this abuse, all this tragedy, the children need psychiatric treatment, so they're trying to get restitution. All of that, but you just dropped the charge. And she ends up doing just 2 years, and she did six months of that already. If I'm saying it, that tells you right there that they know the case is shallow.
Right.
Why did they have our people take a plea? Why would they make them take a plea? Why are the other two girls allowed to take an alpha plea? And I mean, an alpha plea is to say, I have not done anything, but y'all got so much stuff against me, and it's going to be so corrupt, and I know I'm not going to get a fair trial because of how the federal government works now in the system. I'll take that just to try to get probation to get out of here.
Right.
Mrs. Baskins and them never, ever had Kathy say any of the things to them that they put on television. That was all a big hoax, right? There's no children in this case, first of all. That's why they keep on hiding everything. There's all adults. And then what they tried to claim is, oh, these things happened 10, 15 years ago, but their problem came in with that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, they say it happened 10, 15 years ago and it happened outside of Georgia. Then why are the charges down in Georgia? You can't be charged in Georgia for things that happened in New York. You can't be charged and putting them for things that happened in Baldwin. You can't be charged for things, you got to be charged in court, especially when it's a state case.
That's right.
You follow what I'm saying? So what they actually were doing was lying to the public again. What they were going to do is just maneuver the population, do what they feel like doing, and get their point across. But it's backfiring as we come down now. Parham, Sakina Parham's mother wanted to get up there and tell the truth about her daughter, mm-hmm. and she has a lot of information that we have since put on an affidavit tape. You follow? And a bunch of other witnesses who he was trying to avoid getting on the stand. As far as Jake's sister getting up there and mentioning money, yes, these people were getting, they was getting concessions already from the government. They was on the payroll. Sakina Parham was on a payroll. Jake York or Yaqub Muhammad was on a payroll. They was all being paid or threatened, one or the other.
Right.
And told, if you do not cooperate with us and help us put this man away, then we want you to say, we're going to take your kids away and we're going to put you in prison. We want you to go out and we want you to recruit people. You go find these people, we'll pay for it. We'll fly you around. And we got the investigation. We pulled up the receipts. We pulled up the money tabs for the flights that the government was moving Sakina Parham here or moving another one here or moving there. All that's been accumulated, gathered to verify. Jake is now under investigation. Why? Because Little Kim is under investigation. Little Kim goes in the public because they're getting her for perjury, and then she's facing 30 years now. What's the perjury? She says an open record. Well, the people on the back of my album, they're the ones who are doing all embezzlement. I didn't have anything to do with that kind of stuff. The person in the back of the album is York Town Records, which is Jake York. He calls himself, you know, Big Papa.
Right.
And so that's the one that they're now investigating. Why? But they're getting to find out that since his friends got on the stand in our case, but the judge wouldn't let it go public, but we still have it in affidavit tape, where they told what took place and how they planned outside of Atlanta, what houses they met in, when they met in these houses, who gathered, how they plotted, and we're going to take down this man because they was promised a whole bunch of money if they succeed in taking me down.
Favorable
concessions, what they said in the court. Mm-hmm. Now they tried to close the case down so nobody could see it. Next thing they did is now they closed off all the minutes. But we brought in some real professional lawyers now who are not playing, and things are going to turn around. It's our turn for them to see what's going on. They're going to try to trick you. They're going to try to fool you. But it ain't going to work. You follow? So I want to make it clear that Kathy did not take a plea to get on their side and say that she agrees that she did anything. She told them standing over her father stood right there and said, I know, honey, that you did not. I heard it. My statement was taped. I know, honey, that you did not do these things, but, you know, you got to take a plea. A lot of times, here's what Brian Steele tells her. A lot of people who didn't commit the crime take pleas because it's to their best interest. So take this here and do the 2 years because Malachi, they say, is not going to take his state plea off. Malachi does not have a state plea. Let me repeat. Malachi does not have a state plea because the concession was that the state plea and the fed plea goes together. And when I pulled back on that bogus federal plea, the state plea went down with it. So there is no state plea. That's another hype, another lie that they're putting out there. That's when they tricked her with to make her think I got hundreds of years coming and all that kind of stuff. It's a big game. That's a reality. You follow?
Yes.
And so, any question you want to ask before I go on?
Yes. Just recently, Don Baskins got on public TV on the news saying how the Nuwapian organization were threatening different witnesses.
Right.
But to my knowledge, wasn't it her that put out the names of those particular witnesses?
Exactly. Don Baskins went out there when they thought they had a plea, and they put all these names up with their names, their addresses, their ages, and everything about these people, right, and then turned around and put on us. Then most of the people she put up on the screen or on television were not even their witnesses. They came on my behalf. The so-called victims came to court on my behalf. That's why they closed this thing down. They got four people sitting there, and every one of them became uncredible. They found out that the girl called Belorda, who calls herself Crystal Harding, has a felony charge. She's in a federal facility locked down for possession of a deadly weapon and stealing a car. The children in the school in Athens have come forth, and they're starting to reveal who the boyfriend, his name is Eli, is the boyfriend of Safar LaRoche, and how he admits and they admit that she told them who took her virginity, just like she told her mother when she was in medical hospital, who testified on the stand, Pam LaRoche, right, that her daughter told her she was still a virgin when she left Atlanta and said, before I leave, I want to go down and tell Baba goodbye, which doesn't sound like something you would say to somebody who molested you.
Right.
Her friends have come forth, right? The next one is David. We know David. Noel has already recanted three times, but his sister took the stand and told them in open court that David spent 2 weeks with us, 2 weeks with us up there, and during that period of time, he said, I can't take this anymore, it's not fair, I need a pencil, and we got those sisters' affidavits already done. The court tried to block it. The sister was on the stand. They tried to make her look like she was saying that he never went to Manny or he never met with Pagani. What she was saying was, during the period of time that he stayed with us for two straight weeks, during that period of time, he never saw Pagani and he never saw any Manny. When he got back down there, because Manny and Pagani was working with the system down here, because they worked on the Garland part of that plot. You follow?
Yes.
Then they tried to set it up, and then Pagani offers him some tickets to a game, and that's supposed to backfire in the case. Or and then they pretend that Pagani's going on the stand. That's all part of the whole Georgia plot of trying to rip off prominent black leaders, intellectuals, and wealthy black people to take their money, get them incarcerated, put a big fine over them, give them leader time. You see it happen to all these baseball, football players, and everybody, all these ministers. It's a game, it's backfiring on them. So yes, they go on the television and outright lied to the public. You follow?
Yes, I'm glad.
Nobody got threatened by us. That's our family. We don't threaten our family. We sit down and solve our own problem. I don't care what y'all trick them into doing. Those are my people, and I love those people, and I'll die for those people. But you will never convince us or anybody else that the Nawapians will ever raise their hand against the Nawapian. We are nonviolent people when it comes to our own people.
That's right.
Go ahead.
I'm glad you...
I want you to mention some also.
Because
I gave you a list earlier. Do you remember the list of the different people that all attended the same school in this case?
Yes.
You remember that list?
Yes, I do.
Could you tell me some of those people so the public can hear which people attended the same school? By the way, the judge there offered a guy coming called Cedric. Pretended he was an assistant for Patrick, but what he did, in fact, was put a motion in that he knew was going to backfire. Later on, we found out because we caught him on tape talking to Woods and Hope. They forgot the tape was on in the court, and everybody saw him, and he brought down. He said, we were talking about a baseball game, but actually then he jumped. He wasn't sitting in the court. He never signed in legally. He never filed a record, but the judge let him act as an attorney and even cross-examine witnesses when he wasn't even supposed to be. I never approved him being there, just like I didn't approve Manny being there.
Right.
Manny was not supposed to be there, nor was Manny supposed to be there through the jury selection, by which, by the way, the judge picked the whole jury himself. That's why they're hiding that one black juror who wants to tell the truth.
That's right. Yes,
we hope she hears this and comes forth so we can straighten this out.
I do have the list of everybody who went to the University of Georgia. University of Georgia with Judge C. Ashley Royal, who is the presiding judge over the federal case.
Conflict of interest, go ahead.
Attorney Don Baskins, who is the prosecuting attorney for the state case. Attorney Fred Bright, who is also the prosecuting attorney for the state case.
Mm-hmm.
Max Wood, which is the attorney for the prosecuting attorney for the federal case.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Garland.
Mm-hmm. Edward Garland, who called himself my lawyer, who put up the bogus plea and tried to set me up for 1,000 years. Go ahead.
Yes. Steve Bradley, who is also a prosecuting attorney for the state case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Attorney Cedric Davis.
Cedric Davis, the one that Judge Ashley Wellcutt let come into the case during the trial, but he did not file. There's no record of him ever. We looked it up. He's not been filed to come into the case. A lawyer cannot walk into the courtroom, especially in a federal case, and just get on the case because he says he belongs to the Adrian firm. Him and Adrian have two different practices. He told me right in the court, this is my secretary. I asked Adrian, do you know his secretary is right? He said no. So he can't possibly have had the same thing. He walked in and showed me a picture with his secretary and with Richard Moultrie and the marshals that was there, all in the same picture. That picture can be subpoenaed if you want to verify it. So Frederick was not working under Agent. Frederick is from Millersville, Baldwin County, which is, you know, Massey, which is Seals Boys,
mm-hmm.
and Adrian is from Clark County, and that's in Athens, Georgia. So the judge allowed him to come in and practice law without registering.
Mm.
But when it comes down to my new lawyers now, we got to have a hearing tomorrow to see whether or not these qualified Yale lawyers, Harvard lawyers, to see whether they're qualified to get on the case. But Cedric was allowed to walk in the middle of a trial. And then, like I said, put in a motion that the judge participated, violating the law, participated in backing up the prosecution by having his personal secretaries find cases to knock it down. Come to find out, the judge and Cedric were friends. They go back a while. They did trials together against different black people, and he's a part of a setup team. It's a big plot going on against the Nawabians. Go on. Who else went to school with them?
Attorney Brian Steele.
Brian Steele, which was Kathy Johnson's, who sold her out. And the reason why they did that, they needed a plea to make it look like she's pleading against me so they can hold that up in the court and say, see, if his wife pleaded guilty, it must be true. So Brian Steele, and our lawyer met with Brian Steele before the plea and broke down all the stuff we had, just a fraction of it, actually, because we got a lot of stuff, but more stuff and how it's impossible for this case to go forward. And that's when he realized that Brian Steele was part of the plot also.
Mm.
All the people from, which college is that again?
The University of Georgia.
Yeah, University of Georgia. That they all he put Kathy through the ringer anyway, knowing that this case is going to get overturned. Go ahead, hoping that they could use her to say her case, use her against me, and then go on the television and say maybe we're going to get his wife to testify against him. That's to talk to people in the population who don't know a wife can't testify against a person, and Kathy wouldn't testify against me anyway. She made that clear.
Right. It's called spousal testimonial privilege.
Say it again.
Spousal testimonial privilege.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Also, Janice Singer, attorney.
Janice Singer, who was put on Shamkin, Chandra Lampkin.
Mm-hmm.
They made her attorneys. When we got in the court and those people wanted to come down, like Chandra wanted to come and testify in my case, that she didn't never say she did anything in her plea. That was an outfit plea, which means she didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was Janice said, no, she can't because she might get in trouble. They all were working together. And they sent the letter while the case was going on. Patrick's received the letter in the middle of the case so he could show it to me. That's all part of it. I'd see it right there. The secretary of the judge gets the letter, walks over. Patrick admits, because I saw him talking to her a lot of times, oh, my father knows her. It's all a big setup. He told me my father knows the secretary of the judge. Go ahead.
Judge Hugh Lawson is a personal friend of UGA.
Judge Hugh Lawson is a personal friend of UGA.
And he was the previous judge.
And he was the judge we had to get recused, as you remember.
Right.
And his father also.
His father, Roger H. Lawson, was the first president of UGA Law School Association.
Tell me this ain't no plot. Tell me all these people ain't all in this thing together. Go ahead.
Yes. In 1951, he was the first president.
Any others?
No, that's all.
That covers it, right? That's everybody in the case.
That's everybody.
On both sides of the case all went to school together. All were working together. And we call this a conspiracy. Mm. Conspiracy is not just against me. It's against all the Nawabians. The dissident ones, the disgruntled ones, they're setting them all up. All they want is the Nawabians to get that Egyptian village out of Georgia because it's a symbol of what black people can accomplish without white people, and it bothers them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get that man out of here because he writes too many books and he's waking up too many people down here. Do anything in any cause. Violate the law, bend the law, break the Constitution, do anything, but get that man, Malachi, out of here. Get Malachi Zodak, get Melchizedek out of here.
Mm.
That's what they're going for, and we can't let them have it.
No.
Now we've been on all these radio stations, we're on all these TV stations, and we're getting ready to come at them this week with stuff that they better be ready for.
Right.
Because Anu the Most High and Inki has sent us the power we need.
Right.
So all of that's a big hoax, and I just thought it was necessary to make a tape for the family so they will know there's a big hoax, and they're going to see the thing turn.
Yes. One other thing I wanted to touch on, the restitution, which means they it's a trial or a hearing. They're supposed to get money.
Right.
To my understanding, restitution is not retroactive in your case because it happened. Everything happened before 1996.
Right.
So wouldn't this be a legal hearing?
Right. That's an illegal hearing they're trying to have. After that, I'm supposed to get sentenced on the 22nd. And I'm supposed to go on the 23rd for restitution. It's illegal. Most of the stuff they're doing in this case is illegal, and they're not going to get away with it. They were going to get away with it as long as the lawyers that were saying they were my lawyers and the prosecutors and the judges and all of them were all from the same university and all working together and all meeting in private.
Mm-hmm.
But not now. We got lawyers coming from outside who ain't playing this stuff and ain't tolerating this stuff and it's not afraid of them. Nor can they foreclose on the land because they never had anybody. The owners are the real owners are the Richardsons and the Evans. And their names wasn't on the warrant. And I'd like to add something else to this point. The judge also has what they call a conflict of interest because a little research revealed that Judge Ashley Royal was the acting attorney against my father-in-law. Now, there's a Shalomar Richardson, which I have three children with. Her father was killed in the hospital right here in Georgia. And we filed a suit against him. We fought that suit for almost 5 years. Well, the lawyer that was fighting the suit against my children's grandfather, Eli Richardson, and his daughter, Shalomar Richardson, right? That same judge is the same judge that's on the bench now who took me down to Brunswick where he practiced law and lived for 20 years.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's called a conflict of interest. I'm saying people come forward, let them know they cannot do this just because they don't like pyramids and they don't like black statues and they don't like black people that are progressive. They don't like the Nawapians because they have their own way of thinking and wearing their hair the way they want to wear their hair. That's what America is supposed to be about, isn't it? My rights are constitutional rights. They locked up Gary C. Tatum because he voiced his opinion when I got arrested. Ex-Marine Corps, Purple Heart. Man got medals for bravery, but they gave him Agent Orange while he was over there. And he's been totally and 100% disabled since he came back from Vietnam over 30-something years. And he's what they call a delusionary, and he's a paranoid schizophrenic. When he has paranoia. So when he found out that people was getting ready to go back over the wall, he got a flashback to all his friends he saw die and freaked out and started calling the Pentagon and saying, you need to stop this. That man has been locked down inside Jones County Jail, First Clark County Jail, charged with all kind of threats of the government, all kind of stuff, and put away like he's some type of prisoner. That man is sick. I walk and talk with him. He's right here with me every day. They want to lock him down. What they do, they give him a lawyer, and the lawyer used to be the ex-mayor of Macon, so you know he's a good old boy. He belongs to the circuit, and the people's going to drop it. All of a sudden, who gets on the case? Ashley Royal, conflict of interest. When Sanders, the officer who works for SEALs, and all of them were down there in Brunswick, and they were not deputized to be down there, they harassed and pretended that they were the head of SEALs and part of the state case. He puts his officer around Maxwell, who's the Fed case, showing that he's the same case. They attacked Thomas Chisholm and three other people down there, right? What happens? Ashley Royal gets involved. When the parade was held by the Nawapians in our Grand Lodge, a Masonic Lodge, and our Shrine and Temple, and our tribe of Native Americans went down to Brunswick because they invited us down there. What happened? We find out by taking pictures. We got SEALs officers in disguise down there, tagged them down there, followed them down there. And to our knowledge, they passed out flyers, they downloaded so they can start the case. So the judge says, well, we spoiled Brunswick. No, in actuality, the fact is that Howard SEALs spoiled Brunswick by a telephone call to who? What's her name again?
Karen
Stone of the what, Brunswick?
Brunswick News.
And they had it already in the newspaper. Every person that came into the jury room for selection, the judge would say, when it was one of the people he wants to put on, he had a cold. He said, come on around down here. That's when his good old boys or girls that he was planning on keeping on the bench. And then he would ask them, did you hear about this case? They'd say, yes. Where? On the radio. In the Brunswick. And this. And he would tell, they would tell him over and over again. Not one person didn't hear about the case. But then, well, we can't go. This got to go. Well, I have a deadline. Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. The law says that these people already know about the case of conflict, and people came in the room admitting that they were outside before they came in and discussing the case. How I'm guilty. I took a guilty plea. This man, one guy gets up there, and he's naked to call himself an Indian and puts a headdress on. You know what I'm saying? He needs to be buried under the jail. You know what I'm saying? These people had this thing already planned. The judge let all that go on and still put those people up there and call them jurors. That's why they don't want the eyes to see what's going on. This is a big old plot. So he has a conflict of interest when it comes down to the Richardson case.
Right.
Because Richardson case is related to the York case. And now, Ethel Richardson is the mother because the father was the real Supreme Grand Master on the land in Putnam County when I had moved to Clark County with my family and I was in charge of Clark County.
Right.
And we set up the Egyptian Church of Christ. press while they had the Holy Tabernacle Ministry, and that was theirs. That's the man that they killed. And the mother is the one who owns the land, not my wife and not me, and that's on record. And that's why they try to foreclose on the land. But now that's another conflict of interest. How could you foreclose with people you have a conflict of interest with because you went to court against killing her husband while he was by leaving a sponge in him, and she won the case?
Hey, if you don't mind, I have a law that says a lawyer who served on a case,
yes,
it could interfere and can't be a judge presiding over a case that is a conflict of interest. If
yes.
You don't mind, I can read it for
very
you.
Quick.
Okay, this serves as a conflict of interest and violates Title 28, United States Code, Section 455.
Now, when anybody look those up and bring them up on the computers and send them and type it out and send it to the people who should help us.
Right. Disqualification of justice, judge, or magistrate judge. B, 2, stating, where in private practice he served as a lawyer, in which he served as a lawyer in your father-in-law's
case. In this case, he's the lead lawyer for, what's that, Macon General?
Yes.
Oconee Regional Hospital, where her father was killed by the doctors, leaving a sponge in him.
Millersville,
and that's Baldwin County, and that's where Massey, who was there at my arrest, who spearheaded my arrest, that's the sheriff of that county. That's Seals' buddy.
Okay, where in private practice he served as a lawyer in the matter in controversy or a lawyer with whom he previously practiced law during such association as a lawyer concerning the matter, or the judge or such lawyer has been a material witness concerning it, also violating Code of Conduct for United States Judges, Canon 3. A judge should perform the duties of the office impartially and diligently.
Now, let's establish that the state and the Fed case ran together. They ran it together because the Fed uses state witnesses. So when the Fed case falls, the state case has to fall at the same time. They can't pretend they got two different cases and it's the same witness. That's called a conflict of interest, and it's called double judges' conflict of interest, already established by what you read.
Uh-huh.
Double jeopardy if they try to use the same people they used in the previous case, and most of them had already perjured themselves while they was on the stand, because one of them said, namely, I think it was Sophala Roach, that she lied to the grand jury.
Yes. Amanda Noel as well.
Another one admitted that her father had coerced her into it. Another one was taken from a mental institution because she's claiming to be her mother's stand. Her mother's name is Nicole Harding, who got on the stand and lied and said, I told her to tell her to launder money. That was never proved that laundered any money. And they lied to my accountant who took over half of 30 years in jail. Well, maybe he did a business under that name. He could have done this under that name. All those are lies. The truth is going to come out. It's our time. I just want to say that to the family and those people out there who want the truth. All New Orleans, all of y'all, whether they use y'all in the case against us or not, you're still family. We still love y'all. Come on. Let's beat the devil.
Toe hat, Michael.
Toe hat. Rubber band.